Well, you still have time to get your tickets for an amazing evening with keynote speakers Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And Jim Hightower of the Hightower Lowdown on Saturday, September 15th in Boulder. Tickets and more information available at kgnu.org.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, Boulder County's nonprofit community agency. Enhancing mobility is VIA's cause. VIA believes that all people have a right to easily access the mobility options they need to enhance their independence and quality of life. For more information, visit viacolorado.org.
Good evening. You are listening to your community radio station, KGNU, in Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 7 o'clock. You've been listening to Alternative Radio, and right now it's time for Sheltergale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music. I do want to say, if there's a listener out there who was just trying to call the air studio, I wasn't able to answer the phone because I was doing various things that need to be done while I'm on the air. So if you do hear me, call back when the music starts playing, because then I'll be able to answer the phone. So right now, music from Sean O'Rada.
Do you ken, oh, the merchant's son, tae the bag and he is gone, for he's mounted on his noble steed. I know of for pleasure he did ride, laddie rightful on, laddie rightful day. And a beggar wench he chanced to meet, and a beggar wench of a low degree, and he's ta'en pity on her distress, for he says, my lassie, you've a bonny face, laddie rightful on, laddie rightful day. Take a drink into a public house they went, and they drank whiskey, gin, and brandy too, till the bath of them they were roaring full. Laddie rightful, ah, laddie rightful, the bath inclined it again to bed, and under covers they soon were laid. Strong drink and brandy went to their heads, and the both of them lay as they were dead. Laddie rightful, ah, laddie rightful day. A little while later this major rose, and she's put on this young merchant's clothes, with his hat sae high and his sword sae clear, and she's away the merchant's gear. Laddie rightful, ah, laddie rightful day. And he looked around for to find his clothes. There was nothing left in the room but a ragged petticoat and a wincy goon. Laddie rightful, ah, laddie rightful day. Being a stranger unto the tomb, had seized but on the old cotton goon, and on the street he strongly swore that he'd never lie away a beggar near. Laddie rightful, ah, laddie rightful day.
As there were three old gypsies came to our hall door, they came brave and bold, he-o, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la-ho, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, but on her suit of leather, oh, it was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, hee-o. The servant girl's reply to him was, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Open saddle for me milk white steed, me big horse is not speedy, hee-o. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, hee-o. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, hee-o, a year? Why do you leave your haroni with the lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for money, hee-o, a year? What do I care for me only with the lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Well, it was there last night, she the goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-o. Tonight he'll lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-o. Tonight I'll lie in a wide open field, in the arms of me raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low, I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, yo.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you are listening to Shelter Gale, a program of Celtic music from all around the world. My name's Leslie Lomas, your host usually on the fourth Wednesdays of the month. And let's see, we started out with a tune from a compilation CD called Eistigi, or however you pronounce it. We started with some tunes by Sean Oriada, and then, and actually we just finished up that set there with Planxty doing the Raggle Taggle Gypsy-O. And then in between, after the tunes, we heard my earworm of the week. The song's been driving me crazy. It's Archie Fisher singing The Beggar Wench, which I kind of get a kick out of. The Beggar Wench kind of, you know, teaches the rich merchant son a lesson. And let's see. Right, we heard that. And then we went to the Planxty doing the Raggle Taggle Gypsy. And here's a quick announcement that you might be interested in. There's going to be an Under the Floorboard celebration Friday, August 31st at, I think that's next Friday, Syntax Opera House in Denver. This is celebrating, 36-ish years of Under the Floorboards, the KGNU's program, Saturday night program that's been on for around 36 years. Under the Floorboards was started by Little Theodore in 1982 and has morphed over the years. On August 31st, we'll be celebrating the more obscure music of Denver and Albuquerque. Proceeds will help KGNU bring more local and national experimental artists to Colorado and the KGNU airwaves. So again, that's celebrating Under the Floorboards. It's Friday, August 31st at the Syntax Opera House in Denver. Okay, coming up next, I discovered a song recently, I don't know why I didn't know about it before, by the Beatles, well, actually John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Oops. That's called The Luck of the Irish. Excuse me while I drop things on the board here. and it's from their album Sometime in New York City. And somehow I didn't know it, but it's really quite a statement about Ireland and the quote, luck of the Irish. And so we're going to listen to that, and then I'm going to play a few other songs that are sort of relevant to what the Irish have been dealing or dealt with for several hundred years. These are going to be, yeah, and also from a CD called Easter 1916, which is, I'm going to play a reading of the Yeats poem, Easter 1916, about the Irish revolt of that year. So starting here with John Lennon, The Luck of the Irish, and then various tunes about just that luck. So here's John Lennon.
Wish you was English instead. is a silence on the land, save for the raven's call, where the sea soft moan along the strand, the shrieks of seagulls fall. No priest to hear last frightened sins, no blessing, prayer or mass, and nothing grows but yellow whins among the hungry grass. The bittern's voice booms through the rain, the sky is leaden gray. In common graves uncounted, our bones consigned to clay, our walls pushed in upon the dead, a lonely cairn of stones, the dying burying the dead, bones into blight and sickness rots the earth, and everywhere are seen the dead and dying by the rods, their mouths all stained with green. The coffin ships creep out to see the crosses of their masts, gaze on the land of famine, the land of hungry grass. Thousands they have left their homes to seek some foreign land. The dispossessed are forced to roam, to foreign climes disband, and memories of death and pain seem darkly in at last. Are rocks and winds and weeping rain that falls on hungry grass.
Oops. Planned on playing something there. And I don't know. I didn't push some button, so it didn't come up. But we'll keep going here with, as I was saying, that reading of William Butler Yeats's poem, Easter 1916.
Easter 1916. I have met them at close of day, coming with vivid faces from counter or desk among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head or polite meaningless words, or have lingered a while and said polite meaningless words, and thought before I had done of a mocking tale or a jibe to please a companion around the fire at the club, being certain that they and I but lived where motley is worn. All's changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. That woman's days were spent in ignorant goodwill, her nights in argument, until her voice grew shrill. What voice more sweet than hers when, young and beautiful, she rode to harriers? This man had kept a school and rode our winged horse. This other, his helper and friend, was coming into his force. He might have won fame in the end, so sensitive his nature seemed, so daring and sweet his thought. This other man I had dreamed, a drunken, vainglorious lout. He had done most bitter wrong to some who are near my heart, yet I number him in the song. He too has resigned his part in the casual comedy. He too has been changed in his turn, transformed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Hearts with one purpose alone, through summer and winter seem, enchanted to a stone, to trouble the living stream. The horse that comes from the road, the rider, the birds that range from cloud to tumbling cloud, minute by minute they change. A shadow of cloud on the stream changes minute by minute, a horse hoof slides on the brim, and a horse plashes within it. The long-legged moorhens dive, and hens to moorcocks call, minute by minute they live, the stones in the midst of all. Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart. Oh, when may it suffice? That is heaven's part. Our part, to murmur name upon name, as a mother names her child, when sleep at last has come on limbs that had run wild. What is it but nightfall? No, no, not night, but death. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith for all that is done and said. We know their dream enough to know they dreamed and are dead. and what of excess of love bewildered them till they died. I write it out in a verse. McDonough and McBride and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Woman, what did I have?
That was Mary O'Dowd. Let's see, from a CD called Portrait of Mary O'Dowd, singing Four Green Fields. Let me just go get the little tiny bit of information about that song. Oops, okay, here it is. Yeah, it's written by Tommy Makem. Basically, the four green fields are the four provinces of Ireland. We started that set. That set was inspired by John Lennon's recording Luck of the Irish from sometime in New York City, him and Yoko Ono. Right, did I say the Luck of the Irish was the song? Then we heard from Culcannon, from their album Some Foreign Land, we heard The Hungry Grass, about the famine of 1845 to 47, and then followed by a tune called The Rainmaker. Again, that's Culcannon. And then we heard a reading of William Butler Yeats's poem Easter 1916. The album is called The Easter 1916 Rising 90th Anniversary Commemorative Collection. And let's see, the person reading it was named Tony DeFelli. And then and then we finished up with Mary O'Dowd singing Four Green Fields. And, my name's Leslie Lomas. I'm your host on Schulte Gale on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And I meant to go grab a couple of concerts announcements, but I have to go search for them. So let's just go back to some more music. We'll hear some tunes from Sunday at Connor's. That's our local Boulder Irish session, which, by the way, is now playing at the Boulderado Hotel on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. It's downstairs in the bar called, I think it's called License Number 1 or something to that effect. So go try and catch them Sunday nights at 7 at the Boulderado. And if I remember correctly, I think maybe I was doing some tunes by the session last month and we got a some sort of emergency test or emergency not test that there was some thunderstorms or something coming. And the thing is, when I'm on the air, I don't hear that there's this emergent that I'm being overridden by this emergency announcement. So, it came right in the middle of listening to the Boulder session. So let's listen to another tune, a few more tunes from them tonight. This is from the first CD they put out called Sunday at Connor's, Connor O'Neill's being the place where they used to play some years ago. So here's the Boulder Irish session.
winter comes and all is silent. The saddle there is tightly bound. The fox she prowls under the moonlight. Snow lays thickly on the ground. When the exile will return again. Heart is hard to leave this long light. We face a long and a treacherous road. But hard times must be faced undaunted. Our loved ones lighten up our load. Turn again. The distant cairn of Knocklaray stands bare and pleached for Queen Maeve's tomb. O'Hara's castle stands undaunted, waiting for her lands to bloom.
Singing down by a shady arbor, I carelessly did stray, where the thrushes there were warbling, the violets were charming. To hear fond lovers talking, a while I did delay. She said, my dear, don't leave me for another season. If fortune does seem pleasing, I'll go along with you. I'll forsake friends and relations. I'll quit this Irish nation and to the bonny Ban Isles forever I'll bid adieu. He said, my dear, don't grieve me, or you'll annoy my patience. You know I love you dearly, the more I'm going away. I am going to a foreign nation to purchase a plantation to comfort a hereafter or in America. Then after a short while, if fortune does seem pleasing, 'twill cause you for to smile at our late going away. We'll be happy as Queen Victory, all in our bread is holy. We'll be drinking wine and water,
Well, we're listening to, in the background here, we're listening to Cole Cannon from their CD, Some Foreign Land. And we're listening to a couple of tunes called Oxford Road and The Bloom of Youth. And let's see, well, we'll have to fade them out. Bye. And we started that set with some tunes from the Boulder Irish Session from Sunday at Connor's. We heard The Merry Blacksmith, The Earl's Chair, and The Fox Hunter's Reel. Then we went to an album called Exile's Return by Karen Casey and John Doyle. And on that one, we heard the song called Exile's Return. And then something in a similar vein by Dolores Keene and John Faulkner, from their album Farewell to Erin, we heard Craigie Hills, and then finished up there again with some tunes by Cole Cannon on Some Foreign Land. And well, it's exactly 8 o'clock. I am going to start Musica Mundi on time. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to your community-powered radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And now, here's George. Whoops, here's George bringing you Musica Mundi.
It is 8:01 on KGNU. Welcome to Musica Mundi. This is George C., playing music from around the world for about 2 hours or so, 8 to 10, every Wednesday. Many thanks to Leslie for a beautiful Schultegale show. Now we're going to veer off a bit in our musical formats, do world music, and we'll veer off again at 10 o'clock for Reggae Transfusion with DJ Blood Pressure. We have music all night, people lined up for Sleepless Nights and Restless Mornings, so please stay tuned. Oh, and I have a ticket giveaway, probably a little over an hour from now. Happy Wednesday. Stay tuned. This is KGNU.
Sat tu byli neb, se zabajden de dimone si pore, che ti li biches, a ti li biches.
Che se va, bu!
Chi su patende, un ferre cachina, un luogo del gioco, il sole su mar, uscende su solo, che ti li chezza, a sta giostra, vola valamos, ore si scende in boligadores, ore si scende in mandigadores, a ti indessa mano che fura da babudo, a ti indessa socio che frate do, a ti indessa uricia che serrato a mamma tua.